hindu lo de cha ge chim bu ni sa la de so nam ba da ni ni cha chi ja chi yin ji chim bu ni nang la ga xin ni de chu da xin sa la ta ye yu ta ni da che kan ji ma bu chi ni de do che ku be ni lam xin ni ma ma xin ye su de
cha ge chim bu wo ni ni de se me zhe ba du zam ji ma ku ba rang jun xi ge ne lu lo le de ba we se chim bu xi sam Nyungmei rangpo kona dii rangshin du du gyu yu gongpei nye tu tata chulung gyazul shiwa shi du roji du papa yu ni
Before going to explain the actual text, first of all, I would like to talk a little bit about the general idea of Mahamudra. As for the essential nature of Mahamudra, it is abiding in no extreme, it is free from all characteristics, and it pervades everything, like space pervades everything. So that is the essential nature of Mahamudra. It is said by the great master Maitripa that the unified beyond intellectual, that is Mahamudra, is luminous and it is non-conceptual. It is all-pervasive like space. And its vast compassionate aspect is apparent, and yet it is devoid of any nature, just like the moon that reflects in water. Mahamudra is luminous, free from all terminologies. It is free from the extremes of boundaries and center. It is by nature free from all stains. And in Mahamudra there is no hope and there is no fear. The experience of Mahamudra is like the dream of a dumb. When a dumb has a dream, it knows what it is, but it cannot speak about it. So that experience is beyond words.
First of all, I want to talk about the Da Shou Yin's 总论。 那大手印的话，它的本性超过我们的所谓的智力，那也是宇宙中的任何的真实的探讨宇宙中任何真实的性。那大手印它是光明的，那同时大手印它是超越我们所有的经验所能够文字所能够描述的，而且它是没有任何的恐惧。
Mahamudra is untinged by any elaboration. It is not an object, it has no characteristics, not even as tiny as a dust particle. It is the self-occurring natural mode of existence that is beyond intellect. It is the natural mode of the inner reality. And it is the definitive meaning of the sutras and tantras. In Mahamudra, there is the ultimate meaning of the sutras and tantras, just like all the rivers meet in the ocean.
Da Shou Yin, 超越我们的知识智力，那也超越本性。那它的定义是从经论跟密续而来的，那它是最高的密法，那就好像说河川进入海洋一样。
但是前个项目的就把夜晚的钱呢，咋不也都不钱呢？土木当土木没用吧？开发什么自己造的业呢？但土木的独具他的呢，电表区，前个项目的过，天涯泸州家族基本多嘞。泸州家族全他们的南边区的前个大把的，你是没去用他吧？我先生，全他们的南边几大的现在没呗？其实全他们的两百年的前个大把我先生。想把酒变多了，人几不缺，他们见你当把年纪吃个糖，写了少的吃个姜松，那么这个酒杯吃个呢，吃个姜松酒松酒，但那些个酒的王满呢，讲白这酒的，那个吃个金嘴了少的，吃个青不大把糖，大把糖，那么那我想就来吃个了，吃个金嘴大把，酒的狂满了，来个吃个的，他们这个吃个缺个吃个，吃个青不给，吃个新大把说，忙着那样。老对呢，都有他们这种身兼的娱乐进行个任务，第二年当结束，那不得吧？他身兼那些二十不得不说，第一年六十不他们这，第一才给全部他，宁不看别的些别去，就这东尼吃炸他，缺他们这店面他、当面他、盐面他、松酒等把他们这给拿给吃去，全部得吧？古稀一些阿拉说吧，那把他们这肯定一些书，长久的书，送把他们这呢，得为吃个什么点啵？
And then there are several divisions or types of Mahamudra.Basically, there are three of them, the common Mahamudra, the uncommon Mahamudra, and the special Mahamudra.
Mahamudra, 它有几个分支或者是形态，那总共区分为三个，那一个就是共的，那另外也是共，还有一个就是特别的。
The common Mahamudra,refers to the Mahamudra teachings as found in all the sutras and tantras. For example, in the sutra requested by the ocean of wisdom, the Buddha says that all phenomena have the mudra or the seal of perfect liberation.
那大手印它主要来自于经，它可以来自于经论跟密续。那经论所提到的，大手印就是它所有的现象，所有的现象都是来自于此。
Because all phenomena ultimately are in the nature of non-duality, and they are perfectly pure by themselves.
那所有的现象它都是永恒的。
And also the Buddha says that all phenomena transcend divisions, just like space cannot be divided.
那所有的现象都是超越，那就好像宇宙虚空它是没有办法区分开来。
So therefore, all phenomena have the seal of equanimity or equalness.
所以所有的现象它都是平静宁静的。
Likewise, it is said in the sutra called the engagement of karuna, or engagement of loving kindness. In this, the Buddha says, the son of noble family, all phenomena have the seal of emptiness.
所以在经论上面讲，所有的现象它基本上都是空性的。
In this way, in this sutra, the Buddha taught about 15 different kinds of mudras or seals.
那总共有15
seals.
那 经论上面有说总共有五个十五个印记。
And also in a sutra called the Treasury of Space, Buddha mentions 10 different seals.
那经论上面有说，那宇宙里面再区分成十个印记。
And also in the lower tantras, like the Manjushri Root Tantra, Buddha talks about certain mudras that are connected with hand gestures in the practice. And in the Varochana Sambodhi Sutra, the Buddha names the deities, you know, the deities' scepters as mudras. So the scepters of the deity represents the mudra, the seal. This is how the Buddha explains in Varochana Sambodhi Sutra.
那有些密续上也有提到一些大手印，还有就是像一些天神之类的。
so it, there are many ways in which the word mudra is explained in different contexts. In conclusion, in all the sutras and tantras, it is explained that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature from primordial time inherently. And also it is taught that the true nature of mind is luminosity by itself. So these kind of teachings, these kind of statements refers to the basic reality of the mind of all sentient beings. So that is the Mahamudra of the base.
那所有的众生他都具有佛性，从最初始开始他就是与生俱来的，那所有众生的他的本性真性是光明的，那这个教法就是大手印的最根本。
And then in the sutras and tantras there are many techniques taught in order to make this basic Mahamudra come to the surface to make it awakened. For example, there are teachings on the reality of non-elaboration. There are teachings about the different types of emptiness. There are teachings about the nature of all phenomena being selfless. And there are teachings about voidness, equanimity, unity. All these teachings are leading to the realization of Mahamudra. So therefore, these teachings are called Mahamudra of the path.
那在密续里面有提到，那大手印它有很多不同的技巧，它可以帮助我们觉醒。那同时它有提到我们的本性，我们不同种的空性，还有所有现象它的性质的本性，也提到空性。那我们心的平静，那都存在大手印的教法里面。
And then in the sutras and tantras, there are teachings about the four bodies and the five kinds of primordial wisdoms. There are teachings about the omniscient wisdom, all-knowing wisdom, and enlightenment and so forth. All these teachings are connected with the ultimate result, which is the Mahamudra of the result.
那同时他介绍总共我们有四个本体，有五种智慧，那如果说我们能够了悟的话，那这就是最高的境界，那也就是大手印他所要教导的。
他们没有被敲进，那些他们被敲进空中的，他们没有被敲进松树铁的呀，但是那么贵重点给东巴Mingiriwe dewa, rojigwe giriwe, chagi chimbu shiwa taan. Teyaan tene, chagi chimbu mingiriwe dewa de, Lega da yishi sogi nyamnyo la nga lamina sumade ene tembe yishi tabo me shibar. Rangshi lhengi bi dewa le shibar kya. Chi sewa yi sama juna da sumo yo. Di yindu, teta bu tumingi tene tumu mayin be chashi di ene lega la sumade to yishi tembe gobe. Rangshi lhengi bi dewa. Tenyan tene sangye nyamjo da, tumjung da, kuru da, Tani, and then somebody lasso, Junior Sunsu, Tubadi Lasso, Chaji Jason and Sunsu, Shinu Mongo Yuja, that daughter, you know, you know, Trujan, some men, Shunam, so Chu Tamji, she in Yeluka, Langshin Dongita, Langshin Hengita, Yamnita, Minjuwe Dawa, Dawa Chambu, the Genga, Nerheta, substitute Tamji, Chagashi, but Deva Shiva Chow also.
Mahamudra, in terms of the uncommon explanation, is that in the sutras and tantras, there are explanations about the supreme emptiness, the reality of emptiness, which is supreme in all aspects, and there are teachings about the unchanging bliss. There are teachings about the same taste. So these are referring to Mahamudra. Mahamudra is a bliss which is which is changeless. So the changeless bliss does not refer to the kind of bliss achieved through karma mudra and the mudra of primordial secrecy. This kind of bliss, the bliss attained through these ways, are still based on certain experience, and they are metaphorical, but not the real. The natural co-emergent bliss of Mahamudra is beyond such experiences. For example, in the in the tantras, like Sambradaya and Tend, and He Vajra and so forth, and also in the teachings of Mahasiddhas, the actual Mahamudra is the basic mode of existence of all phenomena. It is the reality of emptiness. Mahamudra, in the ultimate sense, is the nature of all phenomena, which is co-emergent, which is in equanimity, and that is in the nature of unchanging bliss. This state of this level of Mahamudra is called the great bliss. It is beyond arising, ceasing, and abiding, and it is profound, and it is peace, and it is free from all elaborations. So all these teachings that are connected with this kind of meaning is the teaching of uncommon Mahamudra.
Now, 大手印它是根据不共的这个解释的话，在经论跟密续上都有说，那空性是超越一切所有的。那它大手印，它是一种不变的大乐，而且它是一昧的大手印。那大手印它是大乐，而且它这种快乐它是不会改变的。那初始的，大，所以不变的大乐，这是一种初始的大手印。那大手印是根据某种经论跟密续所说的，它是根据某种经验，它不是一个事实。 那大乐的这个大手印的境界，它就超越此种的经验。那大成就则有说，那大手印它是所有事情的描述，所有事情的空性。那大手印它所强调的就是一切事情的本性，而且它是平静宁静，是不变的大乐。那这种大手印的大乐，那它就超越了宁静常住。
네나개발도네자기전부뒤어주는되네다제통마인베가유로우려서생람생애되네예배수아생람도예배수되지도바양다고저거상계좀된데저기공부계되시도수만남냠긴은배워한데아저뒤비나这是你穿的衣服，他经过都买不下去了。但到新郎新娘的早，他龙岩街去，你个老了，可能老是区别。龙岩去，你个的老是区别，新郎新娘的心情，感觉是对亲了比难不些，谈恋爱了的。对啦，这呢，给我几条送过，让你送多少啥？네삼성조선에배대사바다와지수기와래그래서서나다미사바친야장바친바왕부랍다보시이나랍다보시이나그냥랑기레르예벨라마제바삼기네아니제답도죽니죽고유스아딩다보시이나아니송태받삼기내주유스엔타마디에나아니다티니람티니주유스어디다고진짜야이거삽주그다진짜송도어디디탄다라고지이나누구여다디생람생에디아니라메치랍기람바시스여서데엔라마똑바데냠바지기라마세르게게바데냠바지다처마고사바총사바지게게제天地的草绿大些，跟龙岸的雄浪了，切的对门口把拆开新波浪，几句就出发些吧。太阳天天见到就都送不到我，先给居民天气见，看都眼睛里面的拉面腿都点不得，打个送的些吃送不得。
So now the third one, which is Mahamudra, explain as in a special way, which refers to.The Mahamudra is a direct or short path. so this level of Mahamudra is beyond both Sutra and Tantra. And this level of Mahamudra is called the path of blessing.
那接下来的这个提到马哈穆扎的部分，就是他超越了经论跟经论跟密书的部分。
Lord Jigten Sumgun has said in his profound teachings that Mahamudra can be even faster than Mahasandhi Dzogchen.
那今天宋共祖师曾经说过，那大手印它的成就甚至速度快超过大圆满。
For instance, if the practitioner is someone who has inherited a great deal of practice from, you know, the past, and if that person is of very high intelligence, and then simply by seeing the Guru, Mahamudra can be realized.
那例如有些行者，他与生俱来他的聪明跟智慧就比较高，所以他就比较容易有这个大成就。
Such a practitioner with intermediate intelligence can realize Mahamudra or attain liberation by hearing the teachings of the Guru.
那某些行者他的聪明智慧是中等的，那他了悟大手印的话，他就可以借由他的听闻他上师的讲解而成就。
And such a practitioner with lesser intelligence can realize Mahamudra or attain liberation by the guru guiding him or her on the path.
那关于聪明才智比较属于低的，那他了解大手印的话，他就可以经由他上师的指导导引来了解。So
what it means is that if there is a guru who has perfect realization and a disciple who is very fortunate, who has renounced all concern for the present life, if there is this meeting of the guru and the disciple, then without depending on the sutras and tantras, the Mahamudra can be realized in manner of a short path.
如果说上师已经了悟的话，那弟子就非常的幸运，他不需要经过经论或密续的教法，那就可以来修行。
And such a person can be liberated through the short path of Mahamudra.
那某些人的话就可以经由这个 短部的这个大手印的部分来得到解脱。
Regarding this short part, the Hevajra Tantra says, not spoken by others, the co-emergence cannot be found anywhere. Be it known that it is found by following the Guru for an extended time and one's own merits.
那这个部分他强调就是我们可以不需要经过别人的教导，那最重要就是我们要最重要最重要就是要追随跟紧我们的上师。
In the third verse in the of Hevajra Tantra, I just mentioned there is the word following the guru for an extended time. Now this particular word is sometimes instead of following It is in some other versions of the root verses of Hevaja Tantra, instead of the word following, there is the word method, or using the method. So, being under the guidance of the Guru is a method. So, there is this difference in different versions. in a commentary on Hevajra Tantra by a Dukpakaju master by the name of Gindun Rinchen, he uses the word method instead of following. Lord Jikan Sumgon explains this particular verse in his works in the chapter 257. He says, following the Guru for an extended time doesn't mean making great offerings to the Guru or paying respect and service to the Guru and being with the Guru for a long time. This is not the meaning. Following the Guru for an extended time actually means to develop the confidence that the Guru is himself Dharmakaya. Similarly, Lord Jigten Sumgon says in the 118th chapter, one has followed the Guru and realized Mahamudra when one realizes that there is no distinction between Mahamudra, which is beyond the extremes of existence and non-existence, and the Guru. When one sees no difference between the Guru and Mahamudra, then that's when one has perfectly followed the Guru.
Now, 在大手印他有提到说要追随上师，要长时间的追随上师。那其他的版本，那也有提到说，教法上提到说，那上师他的追随的解释是说，上师导引这种方法。那所谓长期的追随上师的话，那这也是一种大供养上师，他也是一种随侍上师。那追随的长时间的追随上师的话，那就会产生信心。
那今天中共主持也曾经说过，那追随上师，那了悟大手印，那大手印跟上师是无二无别的。 Tā kōwē chūndi nā tā tāndā tēmē kī, ā tūngē kī kūyī bā, tā tāngā rō kēnsā tā jītā rānsu, nē kēwē tūngē, kāwē tūngē, chīwē tūngē, nāwē tūngē, tā kēkā nē jī tūngē kī dē māndē bā rē, tīngsā jī tūtū kīrgās jī kī yu nā yā, rī tū tūtū kīrgās jī kī nā dē, Tato nāsa yūn dhoyā yō māre, māṅ dhoyā mātō lēkī. O dhye dhābū ki dhūngyē dhīnī, tā sō dhūmē bā. Tē nā shīngi dhīng rānsu, sō sū dhīvā gōyā dhīnī, mātō bē dhū. Gōyā jīgni, rāngshī gāndu pāp yōnyē dhāwā jīg. Tī gōyā jīgni, Ada mende bici ini ada na thodu papa, dia bete ni marah bete ni. Ini cik goya rumah bela sobat ini matu bete ni. Kalau cik top sah sunya yang dia ini sun matu bete. Wadai dia mungkin cik guru tuan. Jadi lugu guru tuan ni mana rida gianya cik yodes. Ini kau dunia rida gianya dalam dunia si yodes. Tangkap rida cek 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 rida mani bete dunia yodes. 아리다 아 쿠르제 난데 사소나 디지기타이데 오 통보 편수데도 오 다지 샤딩아데 데스티메 콜레데 스티메게 삼 통보조 데와체 어 찌르데 찌르 마데네 마디 찌르 마데 찌르 마데네 마데 슈그데 사선 헵슬레 마라 와 디다부지 다 코베기 페르보도 바 디나 싱가 하즈 코베나데 페체 데로제 메즈 디나 사사 둥둥 망부시체 어 디데치데 어 디다부데 코베 춘지 테미 둥에 규 Ningbu Yoma, yes. Tell that in the church, Ningbu Mera, Tantam Ningbu.
So now back to the root verses in Shloka number 4. it says the Dharma of Samsara is futile, the cause of suffering. means that we are all subject to the sufferings of birth, old age, sickness, and death. And on top of that, there is the suffering of not finding what we want and losing what we have. And there is the suffering of having to face the things that we don't like and not being able to achieve what we really want. And even if we manage to get what we want, then still there are sufferings of protecting it, and there is the suffering of fear of losing it, and so forth. So therefore, our life goes through these types of sufferings, and that is similar to a hunter who has four different kinds of sufferings. First, the hunter has the suffering of not finding the prey or the animal that he wants to kill. in order to find the animal, the hunter has to tolerate hunger and thirst, and he has to walk through passes and long routes. And then when the animal is found, there is the suffering of not being able to kill it. For instance, we can see some hunters in Africa who spend days and days in the forest trying to kill animals for meat. And then when the animal is killed, then there is the suffering of not being able to transport the dead body of the animal. It's heavy. And then when the meat comes home, then there is the suffering of dividing that with people, with neighbors, and so forth. So at the end, the hunter himself remains with a little bit of the meat. So this is an example which is very similar to the experience of suffering that we have in our ordinary worldly life. So therefore, in the root verse here, it says that the dharma of action has no substance. So look at the substance of the ultimate.
Now, 我们每个人都容易经历生老病死的这些痛苦，那这些痛苦是没有终止的，痛苦对我们而言是不喜欢，但是我们还是要面对。那当我们没有办法达到我们要的时候，它也是一种痛苦。那一旦达到我们要的时候，我们还是在痛苦，因为我们怕，我们有怕失去的痛苦。那人生经历的，人生一直在经历这些苦。 那就好比说猎人他有四种苦，第一个就是他没有办法发现他要打猎的动物，那这对他来讲也是一种苦。 那没有发现这个动物的话，所以它必须要饥饿，要长途跋涉去寻找猎物，就好像在非洲的丛林里面的猎人一模一样。那第二就是说，那如果它一旦猎到猎物之后，那因为这个动物的尸体比较重，它没有办法运送，那对它来讲不方便运送也是一种苦。那当这个动物的尸体回到家里以后，它如果要如何要把它来分配给他的家人或者邻居的话，那这也是一种苦。那到最后通常猎人他自己所得到的只剩下一点点，那这种情况跟我们一般平常人的日常生活是完全一样的。
你如果前去宁波那边，那宁波就是低头了，在那心里肯定马上就给我这钱的给我肯定是那样，那这样他比给我找我肯定是那样，这现在比自己蛮生病呢。那这样就是夸我嘞，蛮得劲，他比那个今年是印度，那天嘞，可能这个差个钱不去，差个钱不低，可能宁波的。现在咱人家们辛苦了，宁波得了大苦苦的，送太阳天呢，宁波成了最好送叫他们是区别，那叫前面雨来，出发前面去公里，沿着他那些东他，看个天阴没些呢，其他他们就全部没接送的，天阴些吧，天阴接吧，这宽带去他们这个人心，太困难了，这些几个人送。
The dharma of action has no substance, so look at the substance of the ultimate. So the dharma of action refers also to all the virtuous deeds that we do with action. And that's what we call the virtuous method. But if these methods are not combined with wisdom, if there is no wisdom with the method, then the virtuous deeds do not take us beyond samsara. It's still within samsara. Therefore, when it comes to Mahamudra, we have to look directly at the essential nature of Mahamudra, which is beyond action. And this essential or the ultimate substance refers to the absolute nature of both samsara and nirvana. It refers to suchness.
我们所做的善行都是由造作而产生的。那善法的话，那它通常，那善行是由善法所产生。那善法的话，通常跟我们的智慧是没有办法结合在一起的。那善行的话，它也会在轮回里面。那大手印的话，就是让我们了解我们最人最真实的本性，来超越这个造作。
Thank you.